Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. Just two game weeks left on the docket. How you feeling?
Feeling like there are two game weeks left in the docket.
It's fucking
sad times, man.
It is sad.
End of the season, like a little dirtily, a little, you know, a little woohoo.
Yeah, the end of the season, like, pitter patters its way out as is. But it also means, like, the end of fucking FPL and everything and for a while. And that's just bad. Luckily, we have World Cup.
Yeah, at least there's fucking Fantasy World Cup and actual World Cup to look forward to. How'd you do this week?
I flew, and I think we both flew. I saved, I had 80 points, almost double the net average. Game week rank of 13K, I went up 21,000 places, so I'm 20,000 overall now, which is good. Fucking shout out Karius. I was looking at my team and I was thinking, like, okay, since my wild card, I've flown, but who are the main reasons why? And Karius is definitely one of the main reasons why. Like, every single week I've started him for DDG and the bench boost week, he cleaned. And that's just been massive hauls. And Wilf, too. Since bringing Wilf in on wild card, he's got me 37 points in four game weeks. Absolute fucking palace inn festival. And fucking Lingard, too. I mean, like, he hasn't, like, gotten me many points, but he's been better than Rom and has almost equaled Sanchez, and he's fucking cost nothing. And, like, just going Lingard instead of any of the heavy United guys for, like, the doubles and shit was, like, huge coup for me. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I
mean, but not because Lingard's been good, just because of how the trickle down effect was.
Right. Like, I just didn't put resources into United's attack, yeah, and that's why good.
But don't spin this like Lingard's been good, because he's been
not at
fucking
all
bad. All
no,
right.
He got me one right return, but just that right difference let me spend other places. I mean, obviously right both along of us hit for Raz and Jesus like 2 weeks ago or whatever, and that's been huge. I capped Raz this week. Even with fucking Sako's 12 points on the bench, I absolutely flew this week, so I feel great. Even with the pen robbery on Raz, I still
even
fucking
with the
fly
fucking pen. Look
you remember
at you
that?
Yeah, of course I do. Fucking savage.
Ridiculous.
Such a piece of shit.
Ridiculous.
Such a piece of shit.
How'd you do?
Pretty good. I had 74 at Mama Inn. Hugo, French limp wristed, Loris 9, which is just ridiculous. I don't know what he's doing. Yeah, like Will, Fraz. The captain felt Kev was very sad that own goal assist taken giveth, the Lord giveth and taketh away. It was very sad for me. That extra 6 would have been a nice boost, but you know. Fucking got in there. You know, Jesus can had some returners here and there. 74 good week. 21K. I'm just like, I feel like my season's just been pissed down the drain, because I'm just like...
Yeah, you've been in like pretty dark Walsh for a while lately, but at least this was a nice big week for you.
Yeah, it's just like, I've been between like 10 and 20K for the last like 2 months, and I just, every time I'm close, I just have like a really bad week, and then now I just like don't give a fuck if I finish like 15K or 30K. Like, I'm not going to crack 10, probably.
Right. Like, game week 19, you were 23K. And now
it was like 14K game week 23. Like, you tell me I'm, like, that close to 10K.
Yeah,
14K
in game week 21, yeah.
Yeah, with that much time left, I'd be like, okay, like, I could top 5K.
You can top 5K, yeah, exactly.
I've just been fucking so stupid and bad. So, you know. Next week will be nice.
Downer of a second half of the season, but like still a pretty solid end to your season and a decent season overall, you know?
Yeah, it's fine. It's whatever.
When you look back at your history, you won't be too pissed off, I don't think.
I'll just be regular pissed off.
Just normal levels of pissed off. So let me get a PSA out of the way for housekeeping. A lot of people have been asking about World Cup. Yes, we're going to pod for Fantasy World Cup just like we did for Fantasy Euros. The Slack and all that shit is still going to be up. But we're going to put Patreon payments on pause for the whole summer, whole World Cup. So that's that.
Next. Perks still exist, but
yeah, it's just the perks are still there, but just on pause.
Gratis.
Yeah, exactly. Shout out the FMLPL Prize League Mug League winner for April. We already knew it was going to be the Chosen 11, Harrison White. He had his fucking huge lead, but, you know, worth another shout out. And shout out the top of the FMLPL Public League winner, Go Home FC Lad.
We should do like a prize for the mini league for the World Cup, dude. We need to do the fucking trophy for the actual cup too. We haven't done that.
Yeah, we need to get the trophy going for the actual cup. And we did do a prize in Fantasy Euros. I don't really remember what it was. Was it just stickers? Because we were like so young and like amateur.
Immature. Yeah, let's. I don't know. I don't remember.
We'll amp up the prize for a Fantasy World Cup for sure. Maybe do some other shit. I haven't really thought about it much, to be honest. But it's gonna be great. All right, let's go on.
Okay.
So obviously there's all the doubles this week. Lot of people, top 10K active people are playing either bench boost or triple captain this week. So probably going to be a lot of high scores. I figure we could start with City like we usually do because they're just so festive. And like we predicted like a few weeks ago, like they're playing pretty much all their first 11 and they're just scoring for fun and they're just destroying everyone. A lot of people are asking, like, behind Jesus and Sterling, who I think would both be must own, like best two players in the game at this point, who would you go for the third City guy?
I still like Kevin.
You still like Kev, even after all he's done or not done for you?
Yeah, I mean, there are two home games, and even though he's kind of playing center back again, like it's game week one, but, you know, he pops up with points when you don't expect it. And, I mean, he had some shots this last weekend.
He's been shooting a lot, just not creating a lot.
Yeah, not creating a lot, but just, like, not finishing a lot, and haven't had, like, that many indirect set pieces, you know.
Yeah.
So I still like Kev. I just think that it's a big risk with only 2 days off between games for City, unlike, you know, United, where they have, like, 48 days off, because United have, like, you know, their hand in the cookie jar with the scheduling and shit. I think Kevin's just a more assured bet to start. David Silva is a little worrying, missing last game.
That's and very worrying with David, yeah.
Yeah, and then Gundo. Like, I feel like Gundo and David, like, they'll probably both play one. Like, Dino will play both. I think Kevin's got a good chat to play both.
I feel like you could go Sané over Kev, though.
Yeah, but I think, like, Bilva and Sané would probably each get a game. I don't think
Yeah, I just feel like both. It'll still probably be 130 or 40 minutes for Sané. Like, he usually subs on even if he doesn't start.
Yeah,
although I guess he didn't against Swansea, though. I don't know.
I don't like that shot. I wouldn't be looking to buy Sané. I mean, if I couldn't afford Kevin, I would look to another team from someone who had more than 2 days off between the doubles and who I feel like would start both a little bit better. But
yeah,
outside of Kevin, I mean, the defense, too, is kind of like fucking around. I guess you could go like Ederson, but they're not keeping cleans, even though they do have Huddersfield and Bright, which are just ridiculous games.
Ridiculous fixtures.
You don't probably want to spend transfers on goalkeeper right now, so yeah.
Defense, it'd be if Kyle's ruled out and just totally fucked, which is possible. It looked like a muscle injury. Then, like, maybe you go like Danilo or something. But I've been there, and it was not a fun time with Danilo. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he's doing. He doesn't, like, give a shit about defense. Like, he's just playing random fucks every week at someone else. So. that's about it, though. Yeah, but I agree, echoing it. Like, Sterling and Jesus, like, you're going to be digging yourself a hole if you don't have both of them, probably. So
yeah.
if you only have one, hits for both are good. Yeah, hits for both are good. Like, if you only have one, then get the other. If you have none, get both. Like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. City.
Yeah, that's City. I mean, should we
talk? Are City good? Are they good?
Yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, luckily they don't have any other competitions to concentrate on, so they can just really, like. Okay. Should we talk about Palace and their festival and Wilf and just Palace are good? I don't know what to talk about. I mean, Millie not taking the pen was maybe my favorite thing of the weekend.
It's the thing, like, I mean, obviously I love fucking Pell so much, but it's just like Milivojevic has been such a thorn in FPL side all year, where he's just getting the most unsustainable bullshit points, and everyone who had him and was like starting him for some reason, like getting so mad that he didn't, like, I'm like, dude, like, why would he never scores an open play. He probably has like one or two returns all season from open play. It's like 4-0 and people are like freaking out, like, what? Like 4-0? How is he not involved?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Because he's a fucking when you have central Millie and he blanks in a 4-0. It's like, dude.
Yeah, like he's a fucking CDM. Like, of course he's blanking. But yeah, the pen was funny. I really wanted Benteke to miss, though. That would have been even better.
Yeah, Benteke out shouts and stuff like that. But yeah, what about the defense? Is it actually good? We're seeing back-to-back cleans and, like, Sacco Halls and shit?
No, I mean, no, it's not good. Watford are so bad. We cleaned last game week.
And then and bad.
Leicester probably should have scored before Albrighton got sent off, but then, you know, we're playing against 10 men for a bulk, and Leicester are a completely broken side anyway. So we haven't faced anyone good, and, I mean, we're not. We have Stoke and West Brom on the docket. The thing that's just tricky is, like, we don't have a double game week, and we have, you know, a nice game in 38, but I'm probably going to start Sacco as a single game weeker this weekend, but yeah, we look good. I think it's encouraging. Like, Zaha, for example, he was, like, the first name on my team sheet before game week one, and then he died immediately because fucking Wagner and his Huddersfield Savages were beating the fuck out of him that whole game, but he is who we thought, you know.
He's even better because he's playing striker.
Yeah, he's even better, exactly. So, I mean, he's doing it. He looks the part, and the returns are not fluky. He's in and around everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a borderline, like, I'm not going to call him a must-starter, but, like, he should be in a lot of team sheets, even as a single game maker, because we saw what he can do. Like, total potential for double digits in either or both of the last two fixtures of the season.
Yeah, I mean, his run recently, 14 points, 2 points, 14 points, 7 points, 5 points. Like, you know, he's doing a good job. So I'm interested to see what his price is going to come next season, if he's going to be 7 again or if they're going to bump it up to, like, 7, 5, 8. We'll look at that. But Mama's been, you know, he's such a bonus machine just because he does all the CBI bullshit and he has, like, really good passing stats. So,
I mean, the assist was so nice, too.
it's just a hilarious thing.
I love Mama so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's like on Slack, it's like Palace, like every 3 minutes, Palace scored a goal.
Turhall, Palace.
Yeah, it's
Palace.
Like, who assisted? And it's like Saka. It's like, what the fuck? Like,
I wasn't watching that game live. I assumed it was a set piece, and he just, like, flick on, like, Saka to RLC. How else is that a goal? But no, he just chests it down in midfield and, like, sends a 30-yard through ball for fun. You know, why not?
Yeah, Palace look good. I mean, we're at 11th in the table. It's pretty nice job by us, and we could maybe finish, you know, top half. We'll see. I think we should win the next two games. I mean, Stoke are so bad, and West Brom also awful. So
yep.
Good job.
What else should we talk about? I'm a little bit. Tadic has my eye a little bit. And we know everyone who listens to this pod knows how we feel about Mark Hughes. But if there's any sign of improvement at all, it's they've actually been scoring goals. And part of that is because Hughes doesn't give any fucks at all about defending. And it's just a completely wide open game every time. But one of the decisions he made was making Tadic a nailed-on starter, which for some reason, like, the past three managers have not done. And, you know, whenever he plays, his stats are incredible. Apologies to the guy on Twitter who had said not to put him in your wildcard team because obviously he braced. I just feel like if you're chasing, you need a kind of punty guy. I think Tadic is a great, like, high-ceiling punt. But I wouldn't want any other attacker, Chaz included, I don't think, at this point.
Yeah, I don't mind Chaz as much just because I do feel like he's in a start. And
but both?
No, not both. What are you fucking
saying? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, not both. But, like, you know, a lot of people still have Chaz. People have been holding it. But, like, I'm seeing, like, you know, should I do Chaz to Jordan IU? It's like, just fucking keep your just shitty Chaz. Ass fucking guy and hope he scores. Like, they're all shit.
Swansea sucks, dude.
Swansea are really bad. They're
yeah,
just
they have that bounce, and they're just horrendous. Yeah. Like, they're...
They look awful. Like, they just look so bad. Yeah. So, yeah, but I mean, it's funny if you think I'm not going to transfer Tadichin this week. That's a funny thing.
I mean, like, Andy...
I am definitely going to do that.
Andy on Slack said, how turned on... This was his question. How turned on did Walsh get from Tadich Brace, and is he capping him or just bringing him in?
just the transfer in. Just let's not get too excited there.
So who are you bringing him in for?
I mean, I still have fucking Andrew King, the Jamie Vardy doppelganger.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's easy. And I have, like, $4 million in the bank or some nonsense.
Oh, it's already been written. Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's so few forwards that I'd want to be starting this week that I just feel like five midfielders is the way to go. And, like, especially with guys like Wilf and Tadich, those are just great budget options that you can, like, kind of build in with Sterling and a couple other guys, you know?
Yeah, I'm getting, I think this season in retrospect has just been so bad for forwards in general.
Terrible season for forwards, yeah.
I hope it changes next year. I feel like it's kind of been like a downward trend the last few seasons of just good forwards in FPL. They're just like four or five and that's it, and they're all premium. Maybe there's one budget option that pops in and out. It sucks. Like, it doesn't breed diversity of teams, and it's just shitty. So maybe next year, maybe this summer, some of the mid-table teams will buy some humans, and there'll be some more options.
But I just think they have to, like, a good move for FPL would probably be if they classed wingers as forwards also. That would just, like, open up the diversity so much, because there's just every team has, like, five midfielders in the game. And most teams have only one forward starting. So the pool is just so small. There's so many fucking bad teams in the league. If they opened up the wingers too, maybe, you know, it'd be a lot more flexible at least. And you could toy with different ideas and there'd be like cheaper nailed guys and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, and it would also help those wingers for like bonus if they weren't getting all the negatives of life being a midfielder and forward, you know. That would be cool. Yeah, it's...
Like Salah should be a forward. Sterling should be a forward. Like they are strikers. They're in the box constantly and shoot as much as any other forward, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't agree with that necessarily, but let's not get too into that kind of nonsense.
Okay, bro. Wow.
All right, dude. No, let's like you're picking and hitting a nerve with me right now.
Oh my God. What did I do to hit a fucking nerve?
You hit it. I don't know.
Oh my God. Can you open a beer or something? Like, give me a fucking break. I mean, yeah, there's so many teams that are just worthless on the beach, nothing to play for now, so I just don't want to talk about any of them.
Yeah, I think Spurs too. It's again, I mean, we'll talk about captaincy for a while when we get to the captaincy, but like, you know, they have at West Brom, home Newcastle, West Brom suddenly under Darren Moore, the mammoth man. A lot more resolute, and Newcastle, you know, we know what they bring to the table, but are you looking to bring Spurs players in for the double?
I mean, so I have three already, so this question kind of doesn't apply to me. But that said, one of my three is Son, and like it just feels bad. Like he's just been blanking for fun, and judging by how Poch has treated him all season or all career, there's no fucking way he starts both games, right? Like, that's just not what he does. He'll probably play 70 in one and 30 in the other or some shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, they do have 3 days off, but it's always a worry, like, with Lamella there, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, it Lamella doesn't feel, and Lucas, I agree, in my opinion, are a billion times worse than Son. But...
Yes. But it doesn't mean that they're not going to destroy, like, West Brom.
Yeah, that's
Newcastle.
Just not how the minutes have been reflected, so it doesn't matter what I think of them.
Son has been so bad since I got him in. Oh, my God.
I mean, he's blanked five straight game weeks. That's, like, no joke.
He had an assist.
Oh, he had
three
two
blanks.
Assists. My bad.
One game
no
he didn't start. Ugh. I had just missed all of the Son parties all year.
Yeah, I was a part of one of them. And then really, I've been really patient with him this time around, but it has not looked good for me.
Yeah, really rough. Might fuck him off. I don't know.
He I mean, I still think the other midfielders are very viable. I mean, like, Ollie's had a nightmare of a season for a lot of the season, but he's been really fucking good lately. Like, for, like, almost, I don't know, 7 or 8 game weeks or something, he's been, like, really good. Looking like kind of just last 2 years, Ollie just, like, late runs, kind of like classy little finishes, like stupid dances, like classic Ollie shit. And Eriksen is just good. We've talked about Eriksen a lot at different points throughout the season. And every time we talk about him, it's like he's just like auto. He's just like FPL gold. He just always returns points and bonus points and whatever. So it's just, I think they're both good options. I mean, Kane, he's the weirdest one of all of them, right? Because just couldn't possibly look worse. But at the same time, he's going to probably lead the league in triple captains this fucking week and just captains overall, which is, like, so bizarre.
It's good for us, though.
Yeah, it's good for us. And he looks fucking horrible, and his stats are terrible.
Yeah, I agree with Eriksen. I mean, he's going to top 200 points again. Like,
what else is new? It's just
what else is new? That's a thing. He's just, like, an annoying little piece of shit, but... He just pops up with points all the time. I don't know why we don't just fucking him and like Kevin. Like, why don't we just set and forget?
We talked about that. We will do it next year. I think that's like a lesson learned almost this year because we were just, we jerked Kevin out after 3 game weeks and it's like, come on.
And he goes on some crazy run. Same, yeah, well, I mean, Eriksen, I got a lot of points at Eriksen actually at the end of the year. But yeah, it just. I really need to calm down next year. I need you to help me in recovery to just have them in my game week one team and just own them for like forever.
Right. Yeah. No, I think that's a very valuable lesson for
you. Can you do that for me?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll do that for you. Only if you do it also for me because I have a problem as well.
All right. Let's just jerk each other off.
But yeah, I mean, I think Eriksen, Ali, totally good picks. I think Sun. Obviously, really high ceiling, kind of risky. Kane just feels like, it's like just one of those fucking annoying picks. It's like owning Rom at the beginning of the season, where it's just like, feel like I just have to own him because just for coverage, like at this point, like he's just going to be, people are like taking hits for him, captaining him, triple captaining. If you don't own him any braces or hat tricks or 3 goals over 2 games, I mean, you're just fucking done. Like you're just that's 30,000 places at Red Arrow. So it's just, I just feel like you almost have to own him, even though I don't want to own him. It sucks.
Yeah, I just think you don't captain him. You know, it's whatever.
Yeah, I'm not
captain. Like it's just like a sunk cost in your team, kind of.
Yeah. I mean, I have Vert. Feels fine. They'll probably get 2 or 3 cleans to end the season. Yeah. He almost maybe fucking attacking return this week, which would have been cool.
First time in 6 years. Maybe yeah. I'll cap Lloris.
Yeah, Hugo, that machine. There's also Chelsea. They're kind of like back in form. I mean, I feel like Giroud in has made Hazard way better. They have back-to-back cleans. And Hazard stats and returns have been like really, really good. I mean, he's always a trap because... As soon as he starts looking good and everyone brings him in, he'll probably just go on a run of like 5 blanks. But they are still fighting for top 4. It's the biggest game of their season is Liverpool, the first game of their double. Hazard's on really good form. I don't think he's a crazy punt, high ceiling kind of guy to go for.
Yeah, I think Hazard's interesting. I mean, also have Newcastle in 38, and they get Huddersfield after Liverpool. Yeah, I think it's fine. You know, 2 days off, though, between the games is a little bit sketch.
Yeah, it is.
It's still a little suspect about where the motivations are for the players there. Chelsea's been a fucked up mess for a while. Yeah, but I think Hazard's a reasonable punt. Like, it's the kind of thing if you're really chasing a mini league rival and you need to make up, like, points in a hurry. You could get lightning in a bottle and he rattles off, like, a 10 and a 15 or something, and you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, that's it. That's what a lot of people are looking for, I think, at this point.
Yeah. No, yeah. I definitely like the Hazard. Like, I'd rather have Hazard probably than, like, Alexis.
Oh, yeah. All fucking day, dude, for me.
Yeah, yeah. Even though Alexis, I don't know, United are interesting just because they have the most, like, single game week of double game weeks because they have Sunday and Thursday, which is just, or Friday and Thursday. It's just normal rest.
Friday and Thursday?
Yeah, they play Friday against Brighton. And then,
that's cheating. Like, what?
Yeah,
they just have a full week off. That's it's
Manchester, Manchester United. Sir Alex still has his phone call into the league office. He's like, hey guys,
we really need to finish second. It's a good look for our investors.
Yeah. So that's one thing though with United, which is a little interesting. That if you've ever, I don't think there's ever been that long of a break for a team that's been on a double since I've been playing FPL.
I've never seen this. This is ridiculous. Well, Friday games in general are kind of new, you know? So it's like...
It's 6 days. I mean, that is actually normal. Like, teams play on Monday and then they play on Sunday, and that's, like, totally normal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, with United in mind, just because of the long rest, like, you know, Lukaku's a little bit knocked, but... Alexis, I think, is like a reasonable pick, and obviously De Gea, but, you know, Lingard, maybe he'll start both. You know, they're in there.
I kind of think Paul is a reasonable pick at this point. Is that crazy?
He's been looking better. I just don't like him.
I don't think he's a guy that excites me for FPL. I don't know when that'll ever happen, you know, but they have changed to the 4-3-3, which, funnily enough, like, every pundit in the history of fucking pods has been asking him to do for the entire season. But they're finally in the 4-3-3 now, like Herrera and Matic are nailed. And Paul's just running around. He's just, like, having more fun, like, in the box more, shooting more, all that shit. And, you know, he's come through with goals, so... Again, yeah, just like Hazard, it's totally a punt. Like, he's not... a goal-scoring type of player. He's never been. But he has a high ceiling because he's a bat magnet. They have a week off, so he's going to play 180 minutes, almost nailed. And it's just like, I don't know, he could come through with like 2 goals, 2 assists or something crazy, you know?
Would you rather have Paul or Son?
That's so tough. I think Paul.
Paul?
Yeah, I think I'd rather have Paul than Son.
All right.
And the minutes are so important.
Oh, like, minutes, Paul legit lad.
Will probably have around 80 more minutes, like a full more match.
Too legit to quit 80 more minutes? That's possible.
Yeah, like 180 to 100, right? Like something like that.
It's possible.
And just that alone is just so tasty. Yeah, I think I'd rather Paul. That's weird for me to say out loud on a recorded podcast type of thing. But yeah, I think so.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you normally hate Paul more than anyone I know. So.
I mean, he's at 6 goals. His career high is 8 in any league season in his life. So maybe he's going to break some records, Paul. Okay.
What about cheap defenders for the double? Who's piquing your interest there in the, like, 5 million and under bracket? Because I know a lot of folks are trying to figure that shit out.
Yeah, it's really tough. I mean... Like we mentioned before, like, Swansea just looks so bad. Like, I don't really trust them anymore at all.
I don't think they're going to keep it clean this
week. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And there's not really, like, fucking anyone that I trust. I mean, one guy that I was kind of looking at, and I pretty much always hate him for FPL, is Cedric. Just because there's the small percent chance that he gets an attacking return because he crosses, like, 80 times a game. Other than that, there's not really guys that I like that much. Like, I'm not happy with – I like Newcastle, but I'm not happy with my Newcastle guys. They've looked bad lately, and Watford's a good fixture, but Spurs is obviously a really bad fixture. I don't know. I'm lost. I'm lost there. Are you seeing people that you like?
I still am clinging to Newcastle. Like,
yeah, I mean, I have them, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. If they keep a clean sheet against Watford and they got like 1 point against Spurs, like that's
dreamland. That's everything
huge.
You want.
I feel like they owe it to me because I've had double on them for a while and I've gotten no cleans out of them. I've started them 3 of the last 4 weeks, both of them.
Yeah.
And I've gotten like nothing. I mean, I guess I need to look at. Like, he got subbed and he was so bad. He's fucking terrible. Holy shit. Anyway, I still like Newcastle. I don't think Swans are going to keep it clean.
Have a Palace defender other than Newcastle. I think I'd rather have a Palace defender than like any of the other cheap defenders in the game.
Yeah.
Single game week Palace for Stoke. Like, that's as good a clean as a shout as you're going to get. I just don't see that much else.
Yeah, I agree. I just think, in general, like, just don't spend your transfer on defense.
Yeah, especially just, like, right at the end here.
Yeah, it's just...
It's such a toss-up.
If you have a premium defender, like, I don't see that much reason to switch your premium defender for another premium defender, unless if you have someone who's not nailed, like Phil Jones or something. But
yeah, or like a City guy. Maybe you switch to Valencia or some shit.
Yeah,
or Aspel, like, I don't know.
Yeah, just like in general, all of the premium teams have like good fixtures, so you just hope you get at least one out of them. But for the cheap guys, yeah, it's just like... I agree. I think that there's a better chance that Palace clean Stoke than Swansea get one clean in both games.
Like, yeah, I think I'm starting Saka over Vanderfuck for that exact reason.
No question about that.
Yeah,
that's not even close.
Yeah, I'm down on the small teams like Swansea. I mean, obviously Southampton to go near them aside from the slight attacking return shout. Huddersfield have the worst double imaginable. Brighton, joke.
Actually, though, you know, the Swansea-Southampton game is going to be, like, an insane game. That could be just 0-0. Because they both, it's going to be, like,
Swansea will be playing for the 0-0, but won't Southampton have to win? Or no?
I don't know. I guess it might depend on what Southampton does against Everton and what Swansea do against Bournemouth. I'm not sure.
Right, because I think for Southampton, that's like mega six-pointer, all-out attack, like must win, because Swansea are the nearest team to them, right? So they need to get out of the relegations, and that's the way to do it. Whereas Swansea just want to consolidate and just pick up a fucking point and just keep it where it is.
It might be on its head if the results go
the
reverse way in the first game. I don't know. Anyway, I don't like hate Southampton at all. I think that's like a decent option. And still, like, you know.
Yeah, that's why I was saying, like, someone like Cedric, like, he's not my favorite player. He just is the Navas of right backs, but you might get a lucky assist and you might get a lucky clean, and that's better than like almost every other of the budget teams, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I could buy that.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at.
Defense. God, defense. I fucking hate it. Hate it.
Yeah, it's tough. It's really tough.
Game's hard, dude. This is a hard game.
A very hard season in particular, too. I mean,
The post-mortem's going to be... I feel like the last, like, 2 or 3 weeks or so, when I had that one, like, ridiculously bad week, worst week of my season,
yeah,
I've started to, like... emotionally distance myself from FPL, like,
yeah, well, we myself. Can all sense that, dude. Me and the listeners know.
It's just like, it's just it's a spiral of darkness.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the comments on the last pod were just like, oh my god, darkest Walsh ever. Like, it was funny. Yeah, let's run through some questions and then go to Cap. So Jake Skills on Twitter wants to know Salah replacement suggestions if you already have two City attackers in Sterling and Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, I think like Hazard's decent.
Yeah, Hazard is a fun one to go for. Paul, I don't if you want to make money. Kev is decent.
I still don't hate Alexis. I mean, he looked like he was a little bit more in the box-ish last game. And
yeah. I definitely don't hate that shot. I definitely prefer the Hazard shot, I think.
Okay. That's about it, though. Yeah, I mean, that's it.
Yeah,
John. I think in terms of Salah, like
Ericsson, you know, we just talked about a lot of guys.
Yeah. But in terms of the Salah, like, do you think it's a good job to shift for a doubler?
I definitely don't think it's like nailed on easy move. I think if I had Salah, I would not transfer him out for a doubler. Like, I have other shit that I could do. He's almost 100. I would say he's like pretty much 100% nailed, especially because it's Chelsea and it's like a big like top four game, and there'll be enough time after Roma. Yeah, I think I would keep him probably, to be honest.
Okay.
And then you get him for Brighton in game week 38, no matter what happens versus Chelsea or Roma or anything. You know, home Brighton, like that's great.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Josh Shoes on Twitter said, very specific mini topic question for Game Week 37. What common double Game Week bench players, Jordan Ayew, for example, would you play over Salah for this week?
No, none.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. They're bench players for a reason. Like that, none of them in two games have close to the ceiling of Salah in one game.
Yeah.
Even against Chelsea. Bag of dicks on Slack. Best double game week defenders to get the fuck in. Yeah, we just talked about those guys. Guy also followed up and said, Valencia / Smalling, good picks for the double. Thoughts on Aspil?
I like Aspil.
Yeah, I like Aspil. Show. Like we.
Yeah, but it. But it's the same thing. It's just like he's a fucking fortune. Like, you know, I feel like I'd rather want to roll dice on spending transfers on a premium mid or forward than.
Yeah, some people are on free hit or wild card or some shit like that.
Oh yeah, and that I think Aspil's is a good show. I agree with you. I think Chelsea the last couple of games they look more like their old selves. Yeah, they look better.
Giroud, dude. We knew it. When he went there, we were both like, he's the perfect Conte striker.
Yeah, and it only took him until game week 35 to figure out that he's better than fucking the diving Morata piece of shit.
Yeah. Pocono Drew on Slack, need good differentials to have a shot at my money league. I'm taking out Salah. I was thinking Sané or Son for the double. We just rattled off a bunch of differentials. You could have fun in there. It's like a little toy machine you can stick your like crane in and just pick a guy. Craig Wilson on Facebook, using my free hit this week, any must have players?
We still have Facebook.
Yeah, it's just like a thing that you have to have.
But like, do people like go on it?
Yeah, people like shit and comment on shit.
Wow, that's great.
It's not like a major avenue for us, but it's like a thing.
Do you update it?
Yeah, what I like to do is, like, steal people's information on that and then sell it to, like, you know, whatever government is buying. Like, I steal.
That's good.
Yeah. Facebook's good for that, so I just do that.
That's good. Good job
for
you. Yeah. What was the question?
I don't know. Must-have players. I think we mentioned them. Like, Sterling Jesus, I think, would obviously be number one and two on that list.
I think Tadic, probably three.
What? Yeah, Tata just up there. There's not like anyone else that's must have. I mean, Kane, if you don't want to be at risk for losing a million places, then I guess Kane, but like, I don't know.
I think it's going to be an interesting thing about whether or not we live in fear of Kane for Game Week 1 next year. I like really don't want him. I don't want to have a piece of him.
It'll all depend on price as usual.
I mean, he's going to be 12 again, obviously. He still like has fucking... He's going to have like 30 goals at the end of the season, you know? We'll see.
You think he's still going to win? Do you think he thinks he's going to win Golden Boot?
Oh, I don't give a fuck, dude. He's so delusional. He hasn't looked good since like November.
It's been a long time.
And not like being... not exaggerating at all. I can't remember him putting in a good 90 since... About November, maybe like beginning of December. Can you?
No. And furthermore, on top of that, when he was injured and Sun was starting up top and Coco was in, they looked so much better.
So much better.
Spurs looked incredible in those like two or three matches.
Yeah. I think Poch is extraordinarily overrated as a manager. I really don't fancy him on an island there, but you know.
I think he's a good manager.
Yeah, I don't think he's good at all.
That's fair. Not gonna.
He does. I mean, what does he do? The thing that like I don't understand with Pochettino is like people like obviously Spurs fans are fucking Spurs fans, but he's done the exact same thing with the exact same 13 or 14 players for three seasons. Like he didn't like develop anyone. Like they just had them. Like he doesn't like do anything. I don't see what he does. He plays Dyer every game. Like what does he do? He has a few really solid, like really great players, but. They play the exact same way every like they don't. I don't
know. Right.
I don't know. Whatever. What's next?
Let's just go to captains. I think.
Yeah, captains is fucking huge. It's all about captain. Let's.
It really is all about captain. So
nothing else is that important. It's all about hitting cap.
61.9% of the top 10K still have their triple cap.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is so depressing.
Well, I mean, it's just we just need to voodoo doll Kane out of this week, and then we'll be fine. But isn't that crazy?
How can you triple captain Kane though? Like, oh, are that, people going to do that?
Absolutely, going to be the most capped guy this week.
That is.
I'm just basing this off of like Slack, like FFS, Twitter, like just shit I see.
No, that's great. Then and I people don't are like give taking a fuck.
People took hits to bring him in last week. Yeah, for the triple cap for 37.
Yeah, then I don't really give a fuck about people having triple cap. Like, you get one more or two more shares, like, doesn't look good. So, it's fine with me.
It's just still such a crazy number.
61 is really extraordinary. That is very, I thought it would be more like 20 or 30.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the other chips are like. Like,
Ugh, God, what's happening with the chips, dude? They need to just get rid of the chips. Get them the fuck out of my face. It's too nuts.
Chips are okay. All right, so let's start with the triple cap. Who would you triple cap if you had it this week? And is that the same person that you would cap, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I think Jesus is the number one guy this week.
Go on.
It's just a simple thing. Like, he's going to play both because they don't have any other strikers except for that, like, Mencha kid or whatever the fuck, that 12-year-old.
Or whatever.
Home Huddersfield, home Brighton is actually funny. I mean, Spurs barely scored two goals against Watford. They barely score two goals against anybody. It doesn't matter who you're. Brighton, Watford, like, they've
Well, it also took an absolute howler from their goalie.
If you're triple captaining Kane, you are genuinely living in the past in like a delusionary state that he's still like the best player right now. Like, he's not the best seventh player right now. He hasn't looked good forever. Spurs don't look good, and Spurs aren't free scoring. So City have wrapped the league up, and they've walked the league to an extent that even though they have nothing to play for, they play like West Ham and Swansea recently. And the opposition like is not trying at all. Like, it's just they just want to get out of there as fast as possible. They scored 9 goals in the last 2 games. Like, they
and Pep
probably
had those quotes too, where he was just like, "We want to show why we're the best all season. We want to break the records. We want to put on a show when we hold up the trophy for the home fans." Like, this isn't going to stop.
It's impossible to stop just because of like. The system and the quality of the play. Yeah, they're just so good. And they're impossible to stop. So I just think that, you know, with home Brighton, home Huddersfield is so even so much better than at West Brom, home Newcastle. Like, again, I mean, Moore has West Brom playing really well. Like, they're up for it. And they're going to, it's like they're like their last big home game in the Prem or whatever, kind of. Newcastle, like, you know, Rafa's going to just probably let up one goal. Like, game looks bad and Spurs look bad, so I don't see any argument whatsoever for Kane captain this week.
With the Kuhn injury, you can't even tell me that Kane is more nailed than Jesus.
No, they're
which
equally
is usually
nailed.
Like one of Kane's strong suits is like, well, he's gonna play 180, you know?
Yeah, no, it's again, I just think that it, like, you're living in the past and you're just like living out of fear, out of name recognition, and you're not really like doing the work.
Well, you're also just following the herd because, like I said, like everyone's talking about it. So you're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna triple cap. I'm like, why?
Yeah, no, it's bad. I am so off of Kane cap. So anyway, yeah, Jesus, I just like.
Yeah, because since there's a few days off, if you're thinking like, no one else is really nailed on City.
Yeah, I mean, Raz probably will start both. I don't know.
He'll definitely start one, but I don't know if he starts both.
I don't know if we'll start both. Yeah, it's just like Jesus doesn't look that great, but he's just in the middle and in there, and they have so many pops a game. It's just like a law of volume where, you know, they have just so many opportunities on the counterattack, like blah, blah, blah. And, you know, if he didn't miss that pen, like he would have had it. Like he's on the brink of a brace every game he's been starting.
Oh, yeah. And so, he gets max bones when he just scores one goal last week. Like
he doesn't run offside.
He doesn't foul people. He doesn't
shoot that much. He only shoots tap-in. Yeah, it's only tap-in. So if he attempts a tap-in, he usually scores it. So it's a good job by Jesus.
It's still very tempting to captain Raz, to be honest, because he's just the best of the City players, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But there is that fear, for sure, that he'll play
Raz. He hasn't blanked since what? He missed two games. He didn't play since game week 26 was his last blank.
He's so good.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, Raz. I'm on Raz right now.
Okay.
But I understand the Jesus. I think it's smarter to go Jesus, but that ceiling with Raz is just.
Yeah.
He's back to back to back double digit hauls, and one of those is at Spurs.
Yep.
The he's fuck good. Is that?
Yeah, he's good.
Is there anyone else worth talking about? For Cap?
No, I think it's got to be a City player.
Yeah, I don't really see anyone else that's worth shouting, I don't think.
I mean, like, I think, like, a Hazard or Alexis show would be, like, very left field, but I don't...
That's like you're down 50 in your mini league, and yeah. you need
And you need, like, a 40-point captain from someone who your opponent doesn't own.
Doesn't own. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, that's actually, the only reason you cap the only one of those reason guys.
You do that. Yeah.
All right, yeah. So what are you looking at for your actual team? What moves are you looking at?
Yeah, I mean, like, King, Tadic, like, Son. I need to look at, like, Son and King, probably. I mean, defense, I'm not sure. I might fuck around there. But I've got a bunch in the bank. I have, like, 3.7 mil in the bank. But
yeah, that's nice. That with two frees is nice.
Yeah, I still have Ings. I don't think he'll start another game the rest of the season, but I could just hide him just because I don't love forwards that are available in general.
Yeah, you just fix King and just bench Ings, right?
Yeah. I just go 3-5-2 for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think so.
Son, I have two frees I saved last week. So, I mean, doing something for King and then maybe bring a defender in could be cool. But I'm tempted by Son and maybe looking around there to see if there's someone more fun to have than him. I just haven't. It's Tuesday.
Tuesday. We need a lot more info. And we need, I don't know. I mean, I'm in a similar boat. I also saved. I also have two frees. I also have Son. I'm not that excited about him. I have Lingard. I'm not that excited about him. Probably won't touch my defense because of everything we just talked about and whatever. It's fine. I have Vert. Lost the cells. I never know how to say it. Probably Mama Sako in. So whatever. That's fine. It's just a matter of, like, do I want to bring in one of these sexy guys that we're talking about? Obviously, the answer is yes. I'm just not sure which one and for who and all that shit yet. I mean, I'm definitely keeping Arnie, Raz, and Wilf. It's just Lingard, Son, maybe for, I don't know, Tadic and some guy or something. I don't really know yet, but I'm looking into that. Maybe I'll even take a hit just for really fun times.
Yeah, hit for doubles, always fun times.
Yeah, I mean, I remember like two seasons ago I took like a minus 16 and absolutely flew.
Yeah, you brought like
Redmond Brace on Norwich.
Yeah, when he was on Norwich.
Never forget.
Never forget.
Yeah, it's early in the week. We'll have to figure all that shit out, lineup lambs. And my work is cooling off, so I'll actually be around this week, which is fun, and I can actually tinker. I honestly didn't look at my team after our last pod up until the matches actually started on Saturday. I did not look at my team once because I was just so slammed.
I wish I didn't look at my team because then I would have had Jesus capped instead of fucking Ginger Harry Prince. God damn it.
I was surprised to hear you still backing Kev pretty hard, but...
This is like the Erickson thing. It's just...
Yeah, he just gets points. He finds points in dark alleys.
I have genuinely no idea when they will happen, but I know that they will happen. So it's like he can be playing at center back the whole fucking game, which he does the last two games or whatever, but then he could still have like double returns with Max Bones. I don't know what the...
Very, very possible, yeah.
I just, you know, it's Kevin.
Yeah, he's
good. Don't question him. Just don't captain him. Like
he's good
idiot
at football,
like me.
For sure. Let me slap an ass, a new patron, new Patreon member guy, getting an anus slap, Kev Cuddy, a.k.a. Kid Cuddy. Welcome to the Slack. Welcome to the tit. Thanks for signing up. Thanks for supporting the pod, bro. Any last words, Walsh?
No.
Check us out at fmlpl.com. Follow us on Twitter @fmlpl. Support us at patreon.com/fmlpl.